B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
From time to time, a news story will surface, and everybody thinks that should be on the Bizarre File. So I get it sent from everyone, and this is indeed that story. The happiness of a gender reveal party turned to tragedy when a woman was killed by debris from an explosion.
No.
The Marion County Sheriff's Office in Iowa said a gender reveal announcement resulted in an explosion, which caused a flying piece of debris to strike the victim. The family was experimenting with explosive material in an attempt to record a gender reveal that could be posted on social media. Family members inadvertently created a pipe bomb with gunpowder.
They built a freaking pipe bomb.
Instead of gunpowder shooting the powder out of the top of the stand that they made, the stand exploded, sending metal pieces flying. Pamela Kreimeyer, 56 years old, was struck in the head, and it killed her instantly. Killed her right then and there.
It's a boy.
Can you imagine?
I'm sorry, was it the mother-to-be that was killed?
Excuse me?
Was it the mother-to-be that was killed?
It just says Pamela Kreimeyer, 56, was struck in the head. I'm guessing she was not the mother.
Oh, my God.
Gender reveal parties, of course, have gained popularity in recent years, and there have been several reported accidents, most notably in 2007. A party in Arizona ignited a wildfire that burned nearly 50,000 acres.
You know that explosion by the refinery? That was a gender reveal party.
No idea. Wow. In Japan, they have these thing called host bars and bar hosts. One woman found out in a violent way that a host that she'd been cozying up to wasn't as nice as he'd seemed. These are people that are there to help you have a good time
yes.
at these clubs. So a 23-year-old host, Hiro Kawakami, was out in Tokyo in the bar district with a younger coworker host and two women that they had met when they come to their club as customers. The group booked a private karaoke box and began singing, but apparently one of the women didn't care for Kawakami's musical stylings and began making fun of him for his off-key vocal performance, calling him tone deaf. Kawakami and the woman then got into a verbal confrontation, prompting the other woman to step in and try and intervene. Having had his vocal cords mocked, Kawakami then decided to show off what he could do with his cranium, so he headbutted the second woman, otherwise striking her, fracturing her orbital floor
Jesus.
In the process. He did not take kindly to it.
You don't criticize my singing?
He had been dishonored.
Kawakami, you make me lose a face.
Kawakami was subsequently arrested and taken into custody by police. During questioning,
I'm walking on sunshine.
During questioning, he admitted to the charges, saying the woman was making fun of me by saying I sucked at singing and it pissed me off. Meanwhile, the woman's jury.
I figured that would cave in her skull.
The woman's injury is expected to take about a month to heal up.
That's insane.
Among the 28 men and women charged in a large methamphetamine conspiracy is an attorney, a man known as Cooter, and a woman known as MILF. The conspiracy lasted from 2018 till June of this year and involved at least a half kilo of methamphetamine. The only reason I bring this up is because of the names.
Yeah, why am I betting that MILF is absolutely not?
Dude, it is so far off base.
Yeah?
You can't even begin to imagine.
Do you have a picture there?
I saw the mugshot. I don't have a picture here, but it's what you think.
Is it like calling me bodybuilder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Among those accused of using homes to distribute drugs are Christopher Cooter Staten and Terry Ard, who, according to an indictment, was known as MILF as she was distributing the drugs. 16 of the 28 defendants are being held. The remaining 12 have been released on their own recognizance.
Oh, my God. We're looking at the MILF.
Oh, is that? Oh, I saw a different picture that was even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Much worse than that. So, all right. How about this?
Mom, I'd like to forget.
A Massachusetts state police trooper will face a judge next month accused of performing a lewd act on himself during a concert at Gillette Stadium. Mind, this is a state trooper, okay?
Yeah.
So, Trooper Andrew Patterson was able to sneak out a side door during court Thursday at a closed-door hearing. In the hearing, a clerk decided Patterson can be charged with lewd, wanton, and lascivious conduct for his behavior at a Luke Bryan concert.
God, this song is good. Excuse me.
Yeah, police wrote in their report that Patterson was extremely intoxicated. His speech was thick and slurred when they tried to talk to him. The witnesses were a couple sitting next to Patterson. Police were called to the floor of Gillette for the report of a fight where they found a couple who said that Patterson and a friend had been acting inappropriately throughout the night. Patterson had sat in the chair one of the victims, and when asked to move, Patterson motioned for him to sit on his lap. Patterson then ate some of the victim's popcorn, too. At another point, Patterson removed his penis from his shorts and began to pleasure himself.
This is a great concert. I'm going to rub one out if you don't mind.
Jesus.
This song, what a surprise.
I just can't help myself.
It doesn't even sound this good on the album. I'm going to have to rub one out. Thank you.
Patterson's friend.
May I borrow some popcorn?
Now, Patterson's friend apologized to the group.
Sorry.
And then left.
He just loves music.
And the group left. One of the witnesses used the eggplant emoji to write about the incident on Facebook, apparently as it was unfolding. And police later reviewed the post as part of their investigation. They wrote, sick F even pulled out his and then had the eggplant emoji. When Patterson and his friends returned, one member of the group pretended to grind on the female witness, while another one recorded the dancing on his cell phone.
That seems like an unpleasant concert experience.
Yeah, the male witness knocked the phone out of the recording trooper's hand, and then one of the troopers punched him in the face. The male witness said he then threw a chair at the two men. The couple told police that at the time they didn't want to press charges over the fight, but after hearing their story and reviewing the Facebook post and a string of text messages, police indicated in the report that they were going to pursue a lewdness charge against Patterson. So they weren't going to press charges, but the police got involved, and they were like, okay, we got to take care of this.
And this is a Luke Bryan concert?
A Luke Bryan concert.
I may have to check that out.
Yeah.
If the music's so good, it makes you want to spank yourself.
It's got to be something good in there, right? All right, and then finally, we will end this. Let's go with this one. A 28-year-old man hid a video camera in a bathroom to film his roommate's nude, according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. Deputies arrested Joshua Michael Riffle on two video voyeurism charges after a 58-year-old woman with whom he was living reported him. The woman told deputies she was in her bathroom and she noticed a USB charging hub. She showed a friend who said that it was actually a hidden camera.
Oh, boy.
She also found the camera SD card, which stores the pictures and video. The footage included several videos of her and her daughter nude while undressing and showering. She also found videos of Riffle himself installing and adjusting the camera and of him spanking it in the shower, too.
So he's got footage of himself?
Himself!
What the hell is this?
Oh, look at me.
Yeah. You know, he was just warming up for the Luke Bryan show.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at those nipples.
Look at those nipples, man. This is one massive man.
Detectives arrested Riffle.
One massive meaty man.
Detectives arrested Riffle at his place of work.
What'd I do?
Krabby's Bar and Grill.
Wow, Krabby's Bar and Grill.
Picked him up at Krabby's.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A kayaker? A kayaker? Kayaker? That's for you, Jackie. A kayaker came to the rescue of an 81-year-old woman who drove her SUV off a boat ramp in Venice, Florida, the night before.
Oh, my God.
She stayed in there all night long.
Oh, dear.
Rob Goodman was paddling near a dock when he noticed the front end of a vehicle sticking out of the water. Goodman quickly paddled over, noticed there was a person trapped inside. So he immediately called 911.
I think I drove into the water.
While another man who was paddleboarding nearby jumped into the water to help. The two managed to open the door and drag the woman back to the shore.
Don't open the door. You'll get my dress wet.
He said she was wet and cold. I held her like a baby to get some heat on her till rescue got there. Police department posted a surveillance video footage that showed the woman driving into the water and slowly floating for nearly 60 seconds before coming to a stop. The woman told police she was trapped in her car since 10 p.m. and they found her in the morning. Wow. Police did not say what caused the woman to crash into the water. She is in stable condition following the harrowing ordeal.
Fortunately, she had just left the honey-baked ham store.
Oh, yeah. So she had something to eat.
Yeah.
A Bronx man was stabbed to death in a bodega during a fight with a deli worker who accused him of shoplifting Thursday afternoon.
I kill you!
Frankie Williams got into the argument with worker Ronnie Torres inside Robinson's Deli. Torres, who had accused Williams of stealing a drink, grabbed a machete during the fight and stabbed Williams several times in his chest and stomach. Killed him.
Whoa.
Williams,
he took a Yoo-Hoo from me.
Whose sources say was a longtime customer of the deli, was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead.
So he had a machete at the ready. No rhyme intended, but yeah. That's pretty horrific.
Yeah. Torres, who works at the deli and is a relative of the owner, was arrested in the scene. He's charged with murder, straight up murder.
Yeah, maybe you just call the police on that one.
Yeah, before it's shoplifting.
Yeah, murder them with a machete.
Yeah, that's messed up.
That's store policy, though. You shoplift and we murder you with a machete.
How about this? In Iowa City, Iowa, library staff at the Iowa City Public Library, they say that they are open and it is welcome to everyone, but some have used that openness to cause disturbances at the library this year. Police charged 5 minors this week after a fight at the library. The charges range from assaulting an officer to trespassing to interference. Now, police, this is what I found interesting. Police have been called to the Iowa City Library 28 times so far this year.
Why?
This is the library. 28, or more than that, actually. 28 times for theft, 17 times for trespassing, and 8 times for fights at the library.
At the library.
Yeah. The library has a downtown...
Time for a bouncer.
They have a downtown liaison who frequently stops, but no full-time officer. Rather than beef up security, the director of the library thinks that the community should work together on solutions. Mm-hmm. So, for some reason, that particular library, there's a lot of things going on.
You got to have the bouncer at the front door checking library cards as people go in.
Right.
Right.
A Manhattan makeup artist found some alarming extras, what appeared to be cocaine and a straw to snort it with, when she unpacked a box of beauty supplies from Sephora. Christina Milano, who works at a makeup store, said that she ordered $252 worth of product from the famed French retailer that arrived at her Hoboken home earlier this month.
Please try our new cocaine line.
In addition to a foundation stick, false eyelashes, and other items, the UPS shipment from Baltimore contained a Sephora-branded retractable reel attached to a pair of plastic badge sleeves, one of which had a female employee's company ID. When Milano checked out the second sleeve, which held a forklift operator's card and a photo of a young girl, hidden inside was a dollar bill folded up very nicely. Mm-hmm. And then when I opened it, she said, there was a good amount of what appeared to be cocaine inside. It's not clear what the powder actually was. But
wow.
Also tucked in the sleeve was a short piece of plastic drinking straw with one end cut at 45 degrees. Milano contacted Sephora and sent the company photos of everything she discovered, including a shot showing the powdery white substance and the folded $1 bill. In response, a customer service representative sent her a message assuring her that her company will take the next appropriate steps in their investigation. A follow-up message instructed her, saying, there's no need to send back the foreign items found in your box. I ask that you dispose of them. Additionally, to apologize for your experience, I've added $100 in online credit to your Beauty Insider account.
Wow.
Milano said the company's response left her a little bit angry. She says, it was kind of like, here's $100 and, you know, don't talk about it.
Yeah. She could have sold the Coke for a lot more.
The Sephora worker appears to be a Maryland woman whose Facebook page includes a photo of her posing with several other people, all wearing bright red T-shirts underneath a lighted Sephora sign. And multiple selfies showing her and the girl whose pictures was sent to Milano as well. When the newspaper that reported the story reached out to these people, they said, nope, she doesn't live here anymore. And yes, she has a drug problem. All right. And then we'll do one more story. Police say a woman who was angered when she got kicked out of a Las Vegas area casino intentionally drove her motorhome into the building, injuring a custodian. Mm. I mean, she drove it into the building, inside
right.
of it. Police say the 50-year-old woman was ejected from the Cannery Casino Friday morning and drove her Winnebago motorhome into the building. Well, the woman hit a 66-year-old custodial worker who was outside of the building. The worker was critically injured but is expected to survive.
The full
motorhome.
Yeah, the woman kept hitting the gas, and her vehicle was stuck in the building's entrance, so she had it floored while it was stuck in the entrance.
Oh, God.
She was pissed.
What a lunatic.
Employees had to remove the woman to get her to stop. They were already at the casino, and they arrested the woman. Her identity was not immediately released.
I always wanted to live in a casino.
And there you go. That's what's in your Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.